Well, at this very moment, at the other end of the telephone, down in Los Angeles, is a friend of mine whom I have not met, but we've talked several times together on the phone. His name is Floyd Levin, and his title is Chairman of the Association of Southern California Jazz Clubs. When I was in Los Angeles last Monday, I talked to Floyd, and I said, one of the things I want to know, Floyd, is will it be possible to maybe talk to Louie and have him say a few words to our Brady Bandstand listeners Saturday night to find out how everything went on the big Hello Louie night last night down there at the Shrine Auditorium. So, Floyd, have you got any facts and figures on that big event?
Well, yes, we don't have too accurate account on the sales, Ed, but we had practically a packed house. The Shrine Auditorium here holds 6,700 people, and there were just a few fringe seats that were not full. So I would guess that we had almost, at least 6,000 people here to see Louie. And it was a tremendous show.
Oh, I'll bet you had every able musician who was walking there to participate, too, didn't you, Floyd?
To expose here, but if I were to list them, you'd have to go into another time segment.
And was Hoagie Carmichael there as one of the MCs?
Master of ceremonies, and he did a masterful job working with Louie all through the show.
Oh, bless his heart.
In case of a tribute to Louie, we had a continuity where each sequence was preceded by a little conversation with Louie and Hoagie, and we showed some slides depicting early situations of Louie's career, and then we amplified the visual with a live band duplicating the sound of that particular era that we saw on the slides. So it was a very emotional thing all through the evening, and Louie enjoyed every minute.
Oh, and I'm so glad to hear that. How's his health? Is he in pretty good health?
Beautiful. He got off of the plane to a tremendous ovation, and people took one look at him and said, we'll have to do this again on his 80th birthday. he's right here now. We've just had a little private party in the home of one of Louie's friends.
Uh-huh.
There was only about 12, 15 people here.
Mm-hmm.
Just close to the family, a very quiet thing, and Louie celebrated his 70th birthday with a little dinner party, and it's a penthouse apartment overlooking all of the city, and we're watching the fireworks from about a half a dozen points around the town from up here.
And the air's pretty clear down there, I hear, tonight.
It's pretty good, yes. So, the fireworks are quite brilliant, and some of them are far away, so they're posting Louie all over town here.
Some of those, I was just going to say, some of those must be for Louie himself.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the fireworks displays in the Rose Bowl is paying special tribute to Louie, and they're part of their treatment of the fireworks is in his honor for his birthday.
Oh, Floyd, I'm so glad. Well, of course, we know that the real reason, or at least one of the reasons, was to set up this statue fund for Louie in his hometown of New Orleans.
Well, that was the whole purpose. The profits from this whole concert went to the Louie Armstrong Statue Fund, which has been in business now for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been soliciting contributions from Louie Armstrong fans all over the world. And we're just about at the point where we're going to commission a very great artist to do a statue for Louie, and it's going to be erected in Beauregard Square, right in the city of New Orleans.
Oh, I can think of no better tribute. And also, aren't you going to set up some sort of music scholarship, too, in his name?
A scholarship fund for which we can create endowments for young musicians that are following in the footsteps of Louie, and we hope that will be administered forever in Louie Armstrong's name.
Well, listen, Floyd, I sincerely appreciate your calling me, and if Louie is there, could I spend just a couple of minutes with him? I'd love to have a word with such a great American.
You'll talk to you just a minute.
Thank you.
Louie, this is Ed Brady up in San Francisco. Would you talk to his audience up there a little bit? What'd you say, Daddy?
Oh, Louie, it's so good to hear your voice and know that you're alive and well and breathing in Los Angeles.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, golly, I'll bet it kind of made your heart glad to see the turnout last night.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. And I thought I'd say hello to you for you. Everybody's cutting out now.
Well, I understand you're sort of at the tag end of a very quiet party down there, Louie. And a lot of us up here want to wish you all the best on your birthday, your 70th birthday. You have a lot of dear friends up here. Earl Father Hines, for one.
Yes.
Earl isn't here in town right now. He's on the road. And Millie Hoffman, another friend of yours, wants to say hello. And Vivian Rogers and, practically all of my listeners on the Brady Bandstand are great lovers of Louie and the great impressions that you've made on the whole world of jazz and music itself. Louis, it's just a sincere delight. Is there anything else that occurs to you before we close?
No, I just want you to tell all my fans I'm the happiest man in the world, and last night proved it with all of the old fans, even from Central Avenue, from the old days of the Cotton Club. Everybody was there, and that really made me feel good.
Oh, Louis, it's such a nice thing for you to call, and that's what makes you the great man you are, is the time you take to do things like this, and I certainly sincerely appreciate it.
Okay, Satch, send his love to everybody.
Satch, again, my sincere thanks to you, and a very happy birthday, and I hope we'll be talking to you a year again from today.
Okay, Papa.
Okay, good night, Satch.
Good night, Dave.
Bye-bye.